It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot this morning?
You know, I'm going to go with what we've been talking about for quite a while, and that is continuing with the stock market. You know, the Dow Jones and the S&P 500 both hit new all-time highs here to close out the week last Friday. So they're seeing some pretty good strength in both of those markets. We're also seeing, you know, as far as the dollar is concerned, some pretty good strength last week. It gained almost one full cent. And, of course, you have to look at the livestock sector as cattle continue to push a little bit higher, gaining back some of what they lost here since September. And we also had a cattle on feed report, which was somewhat friendly to the market, which should put some underlying strength in this as we set ourselves up for the cattle inventory report at the end of the month.
Cash cattle markets in with that, too?
You know, cash cattle haven't seen that yet. We haven't seen the packers come to town and bid aggressively as of yet. We've been expecting that here last week, but most are expecting that we'll see the packers come to town. Box beef is doing well. That kind of leads to us to think that we'll see packers come in and offer more money. But right now, they're kind of playing it tight to the vest.
What's not hot, then?
You know, I'm going to have to go with the rest of the grains. You know, even though we seem to have bounced off some technical support lines as far as the wheat markets are concerned, as far as corn and even soybeans, we're just not going anywhere right now. We had good export sales on last Friday. That was delayed today. We had good sales, a lot of them coming in, you know, underneath that 100,000 metric ton radar. But we did have a couple of sales as well, as Mexico bought some corn, China bought some soybeans. So we've got to a price point where we're seeing demand. We're just not seeing a lot of it.
Yeah, it seems like this market just satisfied to slide sideways.
It is right now. And I think they're, you know, we're starting the harvest with South America. And I think they're going to wait to see where the actual yields come in before they start pushing this.
All right. Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo. Futures and options have risk.